The Ministry of Justice has a court orientation program which helps prepare victims of sexual and other forms of abuse for cases in the court system. Director of the Victim Services Division in the Ministry, Reverend Osborne Bailey, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the assistance provided.
There is a robust court orientation program which helps people to go through a process that some find unnerving and, you know, unsettling and so on.
Yes. If you were to just pass by, say, half a tree court in the mornings when there's a court day, you can see apprehension. And fear. And so it was important that we did a research and we found out that victims were saying that the worst time in their sojourn as a victim was sometimes the apprehension of going through the court process.
Absolutely.
Lengthy, it's different, it's just... It's
and sometimes all you are dealt with in the court.
Right. So we felt that the way to go about that was to build into the program. The government believed that what was necessary was to build into victim services a comprehensive court support. Resources were invested to, as I say, build various elements of it, to train persons. We have volunteers that are trained to assist us. And basically we go with children, with persons and children in particular, to court. Which does help in the process when they see a familiar face. And I want to reemphasize that it's not coaching, it's not interfering with the fact of the case. It is really providing our professional services to ensure that they at least feel a sense of safety to go in. And those persons who have utilized that particular component of our service would say that they feel far better when they are going through their process.
Do you have a program for schools?
Yes. We found out also that there's a number of the persons who are victims are under 18 years of age. That means school age children. And we realized that we had to have several programs that is designed to help particular children who become victims. So for example, there is a special intervention program in schools. And this, we bring in peer counselors and parents into an arena where we provide them with capacity to understand, identify, and help persons who are victims of crime. Because sometimes the first person these children will talk to is a friend. And then the next move is to how do you tell a parent? And we build capacity in parents to understand the kind of parent they need to be so that children can feel comfortable to come to talk to them. We also realized that a number of children were being victims of sex crime, and it's traumatic. And we felt we needed to bring just these victims into group counseling to be able to deal with some of the issues. We call it an overcomers program. Instead of perceiving and going through life as a victim, despite the fact that you are a victim of a crime, you can perceive and go through life as an overcomer. And hence the name of the program. We have what is also called a cultural resocialization program, because we recognize that over time, people, as they are exposed to violence, they literally begin to become enculturated to accept it as the norm.
Desensitized.
They become extremely desensitized. It's not like a broken bone that you can see. It is something that is happening in their psyche. So cultural resocialization is an attempt to bring children in particular out of their immediate surroundings. It's a one day, but it's a very intense program to appreciate that there are some dynamics that they would need to come into counseling for. Out of these cultural resocialization sessions, children eventually now come back into counseling one-on-one. They'd realize that there is the need for counseling, and it is not the norm to live a life as a victim.
Director of the Victim Services Division in the Ministry of Justice, Reverend Osborne Bailey, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyd.
Of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
math counts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.